American Early Music, a reconstruction of an 18th century fiesta in Bolivia celebrating Our Lady of Guadalupe. The Early Music Show is after a summary of the news this lunchtime, the time now being 1 o'clock. It's read by David Cornett.
The Pope, on the final day of his state visit to Britain, has beatified the 19th century theologian Cardinal John Henry Newman, who left the Church of England to become a Catholic. The honour brings the Cardinal one step away from becoming a saint. More than 50,000 people were present for the occasion at an open-air mass at Coughton Park in Birmingham. In his first beatification since he was elected, Pope Benedict paid tribute to the Cardinal's outstanding holiness and his insights into the vital place of religion in civilised society. The Liberal Democrat leader, Nick Clegg, has said new measures to tackle tax evasion and avoidance will be announced at the party's conference in Liverpool later today. He said the coalition would be as hard on tax cheats as on benefit cheats. Two British soldiers were killed in an explosion yesterday while patrolling in a vehicle near Lashkargah in southern Afghanistan. One was serving with the Queen's Royal Lancers, the other with the Royal Engineers. Their families have been told. Up to 31 people have been killed in two car bomb attacks in Baghdad. One device exploded close to the National Security Ministry. Another went off near a restaurant. In Afghanistan, 8 children have died in an explosion while playing near a polling station. Local security officials have blamed a Taliban bomb, but a spokesman for the Taliban denied that insurgents were involved. 3 officials from the Independent Election Commission, who were kidnapped during voting in the parliamentary elections yesterday, have been found dead in the north of the country. Police in California fear that members of a suspected doomsday cult who've been reported missing are planning a mass suicide. 8 children are among the group from Palmdale near Los Angeles. And the weather, southern areas will stay bright and mainly dry with sunny intervals. Southern Scotland and northeast England will become brighter. Other places will stay cloudy and will have more rain. Tonight, there'll be more rain in the north and light rain will move into western areas. BBC News and weather at 1:02.
David, thank you very much. Well, in an hour from now, Ian Bostridge sings Ich habe genug. You can hear a piano concerto by Doc Nani and a set of variations by Schubert, just some of this week's batch of Radio 3 requests from 2. But first, the Early Music Show with Lucy Skeeping, which begins with a rather hip-swaying Latin American dance.
Thank you. joyful opener to today's early music show with a traditional nativity song from Peru. Little boy, the best one could have. Let us sing and dance. Welcome to the second of our visits this weekend to the 2010 Edinburgh International Festival, where a whole week was devoted to early music from South America in a series they called Treasures and Traditions. And there was certainly a lot of both in today's concert, which was given by the Swiss-based ensemble Elima under their enthusiastic Argentinian director Gabriel Garrido. The idea was to recreate a typical Latin American fiesta, in this case the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, a joyful, colourful 10 days of celebrations that took place in the city of La Plata, now known as Sucre in Bolivia. And in spite of the rather overcast Scottish weather and the somewhat austere interior of the huge Grey Friars Kirk where the concert took place, the music was so infectious, so lively, they soon had the audience drawn into the party atmosphere. In fact, at times, it was hard not to clap along. The festival is Spanish in origin, introduced by the Christian missionaries at the start of the 17th century, and it began with a candlelit procession through the streets when a portrait of the saint was taken from its chapel and carried into the cathedral, accompanied by lively singing. Angels to the lectern, in joyful choirs we exalt a girl of rare beauty whose humility shattered the arrogance of the devil himself. Come, make haste and honour this day.
Thank you.
the motet Tota Pulchra Es Maria by the Bolivian-based composer Andres Flores, performed by Ensemble Elimar, directed by Gabriel Garrido. A highlight of this concert from Greyfriars Kirk, part of the 2010 Edinburgh Festival. Andres Flores was one of a number of Criollo composers, in other words, people born in the New World, but with pure or mostly Spanish ancestry. Of course, since ancient times, the indigenous population had had a rich, vibrant culture of their own, with music very much part of their traditional way of life. So when the first Jesuit missionaries arrived, in order to win over the hearts and minds of the people to aid the conversion process, they taught them to sing and to make musical instruments. Soon the newly built churches were filled with the sound of choral singing, and within a generation or two, several extremely accomplished local-born composers emerged under the tuition of some of Spain's greatest musical exports. In particular, the composer Juan de Araujo, who worked for some 30 years in Lima, in Panama, and at the Cathedral of La Plata. Amongst his students was the composer whose music takes a central role in today's programme. Roque Jacinto de Chavarria was born in Brazil in the 1680s, the illegitimate son of an Indian woman. May not have been a promising start, but his wonderful music owes much to his colonial education. He was a cathedral chorister, a priest, and a university graduate. And yet, as you'll hear, his music was infused with the warmth and the vibrancy of his roots. Alegría, risa, ha! Joy, laughter, ha ha! Let the voices mix, echoes, harmonies, singing, repeating, Hail Queen! It's followed here by a nativity song to a traditional Peruvian dance tune that features an assortment of reed instruments and local percussion, plus a hearty chorus of whoops.
Thank you.
Applause for that lively Peruvian mountain dance, which fairly raised the rafters of Edinburgh's famous Greyfriars Kirk. Ensemble Elimar was directed by Gabriel Garrido. And before that, we heard music by Roque Jacinto de Chavarria. Chevalier's work was nourished by his love for his land and, of course, by his devotion to the Virgin of Guadalupe, to whom he dedicated no fewer than 8 large-scale compositions. In this next set, we're going to hear 3 pieces celebrating the dawn. The images and the text are wonderfully vital, evoking nature through the birds, the sunrise, the morning star, and finally, the emerging sunlight. The first 2 are by Chevalier. The second, Pajarillos Madrugath, calls the birds to awake. Now the dawn fills the fields with golden thread, the poplars sway in the gentle breezes. It's more conventionally Baroque sounding than we've heard so far, with a rich orchestration, and each solo verse is punctuated by the joyful chorus, Salve Regina et Fuga Salve, Hail Queen and Lightning Hail. After that, to end the set, a folk song sung in unison with an almost magical quality, as if the singers really are outside in the fields, conjuring up the dawn and then offering a prayer for the beauty of it all. Now appears the day and everything kneels, submissive we pray to the Lord. First, though, Chavarria's Villancico style, Silgaritos Risueños, which translates as gladsome goldfinches, although I expect there may just be a more poetic way of saying that. All hail the bird of birds, sing exquisitely, sing, bring perfumes and flowers to the Infanta Mary. And we also hear the voices of some singers from South America who joined the group for this concert. This repertoire is in their blood, you could say, and we hear them alternating lines, singing in canon, or joining together in harmony. The Morning Star, an anonymous folk song. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Lucy Skeeping, and we're hearing highlights today from a concert of early Latin American fiesta music given by Ensemble Elima, part of the 2010 Edinburgh International Festival. These fiestas were very much central to the Christian year, and with the input of the local culture, they became energetic, colourful expressions of Christianity that mixed together the sacred and the profane in processions, in dancing, singing and play-acting. So, of course, there was plenty of opportunity to let your hair down, and Chevalier was an expert at making church music lively and fun, as we're going to hear in this next piece, which evokes the atmosphere of the bullring, the Fiesta de Toros. The Virgin here is presented as a toreadora, a female bullfighter who skillfully eludes the assaults of evil, personified, of course, by the bulls. As a criolla, Chevalier sometimes used the Indian language in his compositions, and all through we hear the repeated chorus, Guachitoro, a Quechua expression which mocks the bull as it weakens. Blow the whistles, up goes the cry, the beasts are getting angry, move, run, play, bugles, play.
Juegan las fiestas de toros, que se juegan a una infanta, recién nacido en Judea, y aplaudir el chuquisaca, vaya de fiesta, vaya.
Thank you.
Musical evocation of a bullfight by Chavarria. Ensemble Elima, directed by Gabriel Garrido, with one of the highlights from their Edinburgh Festival concert. Well, with the bullring, the triumph of good over evil, the fiesta has reached its climax. And we can imagine now the street processions, the colour, the crowds all dispersing as people make their way into the church to give thanks to the Virgin perhaps a more sober, if you like, more European way. And this next piece certainly sounds more like conventional polyphony. It's an anonymous setting of the Salve Regina. Hail, Queen, Mother of Mercy, hail our life, our sweetness and our hope.
Thank you.
an anonymous setting of the Salve Regina, performed there by the voices and instrumentalists of Ensemble Elimar. Well, after the celebrations, the saint's image was returned to its altar in the chapel by means of another solemn procession, where it remained until the next year's festival. But if the young, the party-loving, weren't quite ready yet to go to bed, there's just time in our programme for a final dance. So get your shoes off, push back the sofa and get stuck in. This is Lanchas para Bailar from Peru, Boats for Dancing.
That traditional dance from Peru was performed by Ensemble Lima, directed by Gabriel Garitha at Great Fires Kirk in Edinburgh as part of the 2010 Edinburgh International Festival. And that ends today's early music show, which was presented by Lucy Skeeping and produced in Manchester by Les Pratt. Both programmes next weekend feature performances recorded at this year's York Early Music Festival, so do join Catherine Bott for those programmes just after the 1 o'clock news next Saturday and Sunday here on BBC Radio 3. And we'll be returning to the artistry of the 18th century later this evening.
An offer that cannot be refused.
Fulfil your every wish in every way.
And what would you want from me in return?
A passion that can't be ignored.
He loves me.
Yes, my dear child, he loves you.
A path that should not be taken.
The highest powers of humankind you have rejected, to oblivion consigned. Now, let the Prince of Lies confuse you with magic spells and fantasies delude you.
Drama on Three presents Goethe's Faust. an epic story of imagination, knowledge and desire in this world and beyond. Starring Samuel West, Toby Jones, Anna Maxwell Martin and Derek Jacobi.
You may tempt him, for man will err as long as he can strive.
Faust, tonight at 7:15 here on BBC Radio 3.
Well, back to this afternoon now, and next here on Radio 3, here's Chichi Nwanuku with 2 hours of your Radio 3 requests.
Thank you. The wonderfully named Horbus Rohibium gets us underway today. He's after a Schubert piano duet, the Variations in A-flat on an original theme, D813, in the hands of Alan Schiller and John Humphreys. For Horbus, this is some of the loveliest duet playing on disc.